Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my BA4. I had a shine on my boots.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also, the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is available right now in hardback or Kindle on Amazon. Kindle's on Amazon. That's ageofthecustomer.com. So hope you'll go there and read and watch and listen if you like. If maybe you've been listening to me talk about it so much and that you're already ready to go. If you are, just go there to and click on the Buy the Book Now link, and it'll take you to where you can take care of that. So we're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi. We're talking about how to deal with difficult people. Tom, as you know, is professor of leadership and business at Daniel Webster College. He's also the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dreams Done Right. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us another example of somebody who's difficult to deal with. Tom says he and I both have learned that if you can label people who are like this, it helps you to deal with it. Because for one thing, Tom, if you've got a handful of labels, if you've already learned how to deal with that kind of person, you just click over into that mode, don't you?
You do. It allows you to depersonalize things, and that can help quite a bit. So here's one that's not so stressful in one way. It's the super agreeable person. So this is the person that comes in.
Like me.
And maybe they're just lonely, maybe they're just bored, or maybe they just want human contact of some sort. What they do is they come in and they realize, they say they really want to have a big sale. And of course, anyone that comes in and says they want to have a big sale is going to get lots of attention. But let's say the sales process normally would go on for 2 weeks or a month. Now it's going on for 6 months. And they keep on coming in, and you kind of feel, well, I should be nice to this person, but you're kind of suspicious that anything's going to happen. So at that person, you have to be very, very nice, and then that's the key, because you don't want to show the person up.
We also call those people China eggs. You know what you know what we know about a China egg? It will never hatch.
Oh, I like it. Yes. So as soon as you realize, you can sit there and say, hey, are you ever going to buy anything? Because we love having you come by, and please come by. But, you know, did this sale fall through? Give them permission to tell you that it's not going to happen. But you have to do it in a very nice way, because otherwise you're going to feel cornered, and then you can both get on with your lives, and hopefully they will come by.
Well, and you never know. There are people out there who just take a long time, and if you've been nice to them, you get their business forever.
And see, that's true.
And I'll tell you something else, Tom. This is another thing about the difficult people. You talked about the exploder in the last segment. You know, the more difficult a person is, even difficult people have money to spend. And sure. I learned in college, when I was working my way through college, I learned that if I could figure out how to wait on and take care of difficult people, I'd have their business for life.
Oh, sure, because what happens is that they respect you. And
that's
so,
exactly right.
Ultimately, if you deal with people on an adult level, they're going to realize that.
Difficult people know they're difficult. They know that. And they know that everybody doesn't like that. And if you manage to deal with it, either in the way that somehow you found a way to deal with it in their way, maybe you give it right back to them or whatever, however you handle it in a way that makes them happy, that's a great way to do business. Go ahead. What's the next one?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so if you deal with them on an adult level, they're going to realize that you're someone with whom they can do business.
Right.
To take a line from Margaret Thatcher.
Mm-hmm.
And another difficult person is the worrier. This is the person that is always looking for the worst-case scenario. And they're, in some ways, it's difficult for them because the glass is always, all empty. And so really take a look at and play out their worst-case scenario and let them know that even in the worst-case scenario, one, it's very unlikely, and two, the world's not going to end, and this is what we would do. And But the trick to dealing with that person is to take their worries seriously. Again, mm-hmm. dealing with them on an adult-to-adult level. And then if you do that, they will have that warm, cushy feeling, because most people are just going to get really frustrated with them. And so if you don't fall into that trap, you're going to find that you have a good customer and you get pretty adept at dealing with all the worst-case scenarios. And these people find decision-making very, very, very challenging,
right,
on all levels.
Exactly. And a warrior, they're like the one we just talked about. They have a hard time making the decision too. I got time for one more, Tom.
Yeah, the know-it-all expert. Smartphones have really helped that out.
Like a talk show host.
Yeah. No, this is the person that sort of knows things but isn't quite there or have facts. Well, one of the nice things is, again, very nicely, but in an adult-adult way, take your smartphone out and check that fact. Because in the olden days, we would never know that. But now, if you have a smartphone, you can get any fact in the world in just a few seconds. So go ahead and do that, and you'll find that that person will become more prepared, or that's not going to derail any type of discussion.
Yeah, and you got to be careful with that person, because if you handle them the right way, they'll do business with you too, but if you don't, they'll go somewhere else and they'll try it on somebody, because they really, more than wanting to buy something, they just want to see if they can pull something over on somebody.
Yeah. So. And they think it's fun. Yeah.
Exactly. That's like a game to them. Hey, Tom, give us your website again, please.
TomAnastasi.com.
Just like it sounds. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
And
thank
good
you.
Good luck with the film.
Oh, thank you.
See you next time. Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.